Good morning, listeners. It's Jake here once again at the start of a new year with a brand new episode of the Dragonmon Squad podcast. Just wanted to once again say thank you for all of your support and listening through our best and our worst episodes from last year. I was sitting here drinking some Martinellis and looking back on the year, it was definitely a good one. I want to let you all know that while we took a step back from making other shows, we will be working on some other side projects coming up here pretty soon, but you are more than welcome to check out our Twitch while I am playing through Lies of P. We also have some other fun games coming up too. Also, merch is on the way. New merch is on the way. With all the craziness of the holidays, they are later than our usual January 1st release day on the new stuff, but they are in the works, and I think you will like them, but that's just me. So anyway, once again, thank you everyone for listening to another whole year of the Dragonmon Squad podcast, and I hope that you continue listening, and please enjoy the episode, and I hope you have a wonderful 2024. Happy New Year, everybody!
Hey,
hey,
Happy New Year!
Should old acquaintance be forgotten, never brought to mind? Should old acquaintance be forgot, and auld lang syne?
I'm gonna cry.
Yeah, I am crying. You all can see at home, but I have a little tear coming down my cheek. That was beautiful.
I'm a man. Being born in the early mid 90s, being raised in the early 2000s, these tear ducts haven't cried for years.
I don't think we've talked enough on this podcast about how good of a singer Timmy has been. Timmy, and always has been.
Timmy is an
always
incredible
a Patreon
singer.
Goal.
So. Tim will sing for you any song.
I have a confession to make. And this is actually going to tie into my New Year's resolution. Not to get too ahead, but. I recorded myself singing recently, and I was considering posting it online, but when I listened back, I was mortified.
Oh.
Because my voice has decayed because I have not been training it. Like, I had, like, a little bit of an internal crisis, so my New Year's resolution is to start retraining this diaphragm.
Start singing more. I get it.
That's good news for the podcast.
That's true.
That's good news for the pod. What better
it's
medium?
Good news
everyone.
When Grimshaw dies and I bring out my bard.
Exactly, yeah. So vote if you want me to kill Grimshaw. Everyone.
Bombard him with will saves.
That will be the fastest poll won
yeah, right.
ever.
Just like, yes.
Have him dying down here with all of his friends.
Exactly, yeah. Really quick.
Dying down here with all of his friends. Yes.
Look at that. There's a sarcophagus right there. Just throw him in.
There's just a skeleton in here. It won't take too much.
just rip that guy out. Throw Grimshaw in. Bard shows up. Tim started off what we always do on the New Year's Day or New Year's Day episode. So let's go around the horn and let's talk about not just New Year's resolutions. Let's talk about things we want to do more of. Not goals, but just things we want to do more of this year.
God, I'd really like to GM some frickin' tabletop RPGs.
I would like you to do that as well.
Improving from my current rate of zero should be an easy goal. Other than that, I want to do home improvement stuff. I want to finally cut down that dead tree in my backyard and fill in the giant hole in my front yard.
That hole is deep lore. You can't take that away.
Yeah, that's your hole.
I've got
this is my
thanks.
Hole. It's made for me.
I want to fill my hole. I want to fix the pipe at the bottom, and then I want to fill it up.
I already like where this conversation is going.
It's because Kelly dug too deep.
Too greedily.
too greedily.
When you go there, do you hear rumbles? You know,
do you hear the drums?
Right. Yeah. Do you hear the drums of war?
That'd be cool. If I was going to die, like, spontaneously by something scary under the ground, it'd be awesome if it was just, like, a horde of goblins or a Balrog.
Yeah. I think a Balrog.
Balrog, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you could handle a few goblins, Kel.
Yeah, it's like fighting a bunch of five-year-olds.
Huh? Yeah.
Just gotta spin around really fast with your arms out.
Just give weapons to each of your children. They'll help.
Yeah.
I am reading the Hobbits. I am reading The Hobbit with Brock, and goblins in that book are... The Goblin Town goblins were just hilarious.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, dude, that is my favorite book. I love that one.
I've never actually read the book. I listened to the first, The Fellowship and the Two Towers. Okay. But I never actually read the Hobbit.
Oh. Anybody here ever play the original Hobbit on the Xbox?
Hobbit on the Xbox.
I remember it advertised. I played game, the Two Towers and stuff.
Return of the King, N64, yes, great game. Yeah, but on the OG Xbox, The Hobbit, it is an amazing game.
Wow.
It looks like it's trying to be Disney, but maybe not quite.
No, it's not, but it's a really fun game. Hmm. Jake, find a way to legally emulate it.
I'm buying an Xbox through Microsoft.com
now. I think you could actually just get it on Steam nowadays.
Probably.
Ooh, dirt sick. Cheap, too. Dirt cheap. Can't recommend that game enough.
Hey, if they have Return on the King on Steam, you should definitely play online.
Oh my god.
Is that the next stream? Can we do that, dude. Please?
Oh, I could do that.
I dibs Gimli.
We could find out. We'll find out. Who's next? Who's got something that they want to do more of this year?
Recently, since I've procured new place and stuff, I definitely want to do probably not too many home improvements, but now that I have space, I want to at least set up things to make things again, like, because of the, like, more molds and all that stuff, and now that I would have a room that I didn't have to collapse constantly and stuff like that, I would like to get back into that. Ooh. And being more active. Is trying to, like, go out, since I live in an area where there's a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like, oh, yeah.
So I want to see what I can probably do.
Cool.
Heck yeah.
So I think there's, like, an archery place around here. So.
Oh, that'd be cool.
That's always fun.
Yeah. We can all go do that. Oh, my gosh. We all love archery.
Mark becoming real-world Elkwood.
I know, yeah. Mark Wood.
Minus the crime.
Plus the crime.
Yes.
Plus
more crime.
He's going to use his more nature adjacent environment now to befriend a vulture.
Oh, gosh.
And then feed it until it's enormous.
Listen, where I used to live, it was more nature.
That would definitely be the place to do that.
But here I'm by the water, so.
So ospreys.
There is a lot of crows and ravens around me. So that's
all right.
What day at work, just randomly, I don't know if you know this about young turkey vultures, they're actually cute as fuck.
Because
they haven't lost any of the feathers on their head. And he didn't hop or anything. He just walked through the parking lot.
Yeah, just waddled.
Yeah, because he didn't know to be scared of anything yet.
Yep.
Cool.
It was the most adorable thing ever. I was like, you turn into a monster.
They're also the ones that'll nest. They'll defend themselves by vomiting.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Guess my New Year's resolution, I should probably learn how to read.
So read more is what you're saying?
Actually, I would like to read more physical books. I listen to books at work all day, every day.
Yeah.
Me and my brother got started listening to this, or reading this book series, and it had like 6 or 7 books, and he was 2 years ahead of me, and I caught up to him in like a month.
Oh my god.
Damn.
It's 8 hours all day I listen to books.
Yeah, no, that makes sense.
Whenever I don't have to talk to customers.
Nothing wrong with audiobooks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I actually do that a lot, so.
I would really like to actually read and run Delta Green. That's like my goal game. I want to be the guy that runs Delta Green.
Delta Green is a fantastic game, so.
I desperately want to play it.
Yeah. So, future plans down the road. If you, when this episode comes out, maybe get excited. Cool, but reading more. I do love the, like, physical books. Like, I talked recently about how, like, I got the cyberpunk physical books. And it's great. It's really nice to just, like, sit down with, like, a physical book. There's something very I don't want to say, like, relaxing, but, like, yeah, it's just, like, you feel calm. You know, there's a bit of peace about it.
It feels natural.
Yeah, definitely.
I would say. I have a Kindle, a Paperwhite, so it's, like, the ones that have the, that, like, perfect faded glow on it, so it's not, like, painful to look at.
Yeah.
So that's actually good, but, I mean, there's still nothing about, like, you know, a tome, basically. When I was reading Stephen King books all the freaking time, they're, like, 600 pages, and you got this thing that's, like, monster inches thick. It just felt so satisfying to read because you're just like, yep,
that is perfect. I think The Stand is probably like a 5-fucking-pound book.
Ooh, yeah, it's I think over 1,000 pages.
Oh, at 1,300, God. I think.
Yeah, it's one of his best. So.
It's a great book. Can't recommend it enough.
For something I want to do more this year, this sounds very weird, but I'll explain. I want to stretch more. So I went to, there's a place called Stretch Zone, which is they're supposed to help you with, like, you know, stretching muscles and, you know, kind of, you know, like working out, like, you know, sort of joint pain and everything like that. And I slept weird one day and my neck was all messed up. And
yes,
that's the worst.
Yeah. So I managed to get that out just like stretching. And I realized I was like, I don't think that I do this enough. And like, I have many years of like Taekwondo and MMA under my belt. And so I was like, maybe I should start doing that some more. And the guy that was doing the stretches, you know, the very, like, hands-on, the, you know, they, like, move your legs around and all that kind of stuff, he was, like, thoroughly impressed with, like, how flexible I was. But there was the part of, like, my hamstrings and, like, my calves and stuff that, like, I couldn't really, like, you know, flex and stretch that much. And so I was like, I want to get back into it. I can do it again, you know. And I'm like, you know, I used to be like, well, I'm getting old. But I'm like, I don't care. I'm going to do it.
Heck yeah.
I'm gonna get flexible again. So this year, I'm gonna stretch more, and maybe the goal will be to be able to do a split.
Whoa.
I want to get back to that.
See, when I hear a place called Stretch Zone, I'm just thinking it's like, oh, they just tie into a rack and then just stretch you out a little bit.
That's what I would have loved, but they were very much more hands
off your back.
Yeah, exactly.
You want me to work? Fucking sucks.
I've been working like the last 2 months on like my posture, just like being conscious of like putting my shoulders back, like sitting straight. It was like I was on a Zoom call like in November or something, and I like turned on the camera. And I like, saw myself, and I was like, oh, my God, I look like a horrifying gargoyle.
It was like a handsome elf.
Also, is that how I've been looking in Zoom, and I just not realized?
I know, right? Some days I'm like...
I messaged my boss, and I was like, Jessica, why didn't you tell me? So I've been, like, working on my posture for the last, like, 2 months, and it's gotten a lot better.
Yeah. I've always been very self-conscious about...
Just staying upright.
If you think about it enough for long enough, you'll start to catch yourself quicker. So,
I do.
Like
I mean,
it's like a mindset. You just gotta like commit to it.
Yeah,
I agree.
Speaking of staying upright, maybe you guys will be able to stay upright after you fight these three wraiths. Last episode, we ended with you guys getting through the Hall of Heroes in the basement of the. The Thorny Rose Tavern. The Hall of Heroes was a place dedicated to the to previous champions of Milani, you know, the ambassadors of the faith. And you heard that the that this place was defiled in some way, and you saw that, and you realized, like, okay, wow, something really bad is happening. And then when you got into this room, this is the room where you were just like, oh my gosh, this is what they did. So this place is called Champion's Rest. Grimshaw, you would know this since you are a part of this organization, and I really want to get your thoughts here. But I want to read the room before we get into combat and stuff.
Yeah.
This room that you guys walked into holds three sarcophaguses with resplendent figures, while resplendent figures adorn each lid. Three champions carved with great detail to capture their likeness of which they had in life. A wood door to the north and east, double doors to the southwest, are gilded with roses and other iconography reminiscent of Milani, which you just came from, which was the Hall of Heroes. So you came from the place that was just a dedication to them with bust, and now you're in the place where they were actually put to rest. You know, their bodies here, and you know, and given a very ceremonious burial in this tomb, pretty much. But I want to know, you found a note that said that their graves were defiled. But after seeing this, I want to know where Grimshaw's head is at. Because you probably know these people, and you probably, you know, have, like, prayed to them and dedicated, you know, like, certain things to them, mm-hmm. as they were great champions in the past.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those places in, like, the base where, you know, like, you've heard, like, the saying, like, you know, take off your shoes, because, like, you know, the place you're standing is holy ground. Like, this is, like very sacred, because one of the greatest, like, privileges that you have for, like, fighting for freedom is, like, dying for freedom, you know? I mean, Milani's all about, like, you know, hey, you're retiring, you did your fight, live on a nice garden, but, you know, the ones that die for, like, the fight of freedom to free others, and just start that spark of revolution, like, it's really sacred. So to see, like, these warriors of, you know, freedom themselves be trapped, you know, to, like, an undead visage or an undead form, is like awful. Like, like, Grimshaw just has, like, just, like, it just, he just feels, like, sick. Like, you ever just, like, see something that you're just, like, you're so upset about that you, like, want to throw up? That's, like, kind of what Grimshaw is going through. But you see that, like, the Morning Star that Grimshaw is holding as these creatures are, like, readying themselves for battle, and as we are readying ourselves for battle, Grimshaw's Morning Star starts to shake, like almost uncontrollably. Like, you think it is going to, like, jump out of his hand, and you know, like, he has to at one point, like, hold on to it because it's just shaking so violently, and everyone around, like, you know, his teammates, you feel an overwhelming sense of it. Anger, not from Grimshaw, but actually from the Morning Star, and that is what is happening right before we get into this.
All right, that's where we're going. So let's get into initiative. So let me go ahead and get everyone in here. So. They did disappear because I hit the wrong button.
Oh, we died. Fuck.
No, the race was scared. They were like, oh, sorry.
That guy looks mad.
I'll just stop.
It's not that he looks mad. The Morning Star is mad.
Okay. So let me go ahead and get... go ahead and get everyone's initiative here. Grimshaw.
Did we roll less?
Last
time.
Yeah, yeah. Your numbers are still in there from when you dealt with the haunt, so.
Gotcha.
Grimshaw, what is yours?
So, Grimshaw is, very fittingly, he got a natural 2 for his initiative. He's using athletics for his initiative because he is trying to quell the anger of the Morning Star, so he got a total of an 18.
All right.
Didn't even have time to use creepy worm powers.
Right.
Damn.
Benson, what is yours?
Benson got a 23.
23. Elkwood.
God damn it. Rolled low on this. Natural 3. I would say, like, at this point, ooh, Elk is continually stealthing. So that's a 24.
Mm.
I fucking hate you.
A 3 on a die for 24.
Kessler, what'd you get?
Yeah, Kesmer's still pretty shooken up from the other room still. He got a 5, so he got a 18.
Okay. Alright, and let me go ahead and roll for the race.
Damn, we all rolled like trash.
Yeah, I know, that was not good for you guys. Can all the race go before you? Amazing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's all coming.
Shocking.
to be fair, you guys did not roll well, so... Okay,
this is my surprised face.
So let's get into this now. Race number one. So race number one, this is the one that's actually closest to you guys. So it is going to... let's see, it's got some... got a lot of stuff it can do here. All right, it is just going to march right up to Benson. And it is going to... Oh, actually, you know what? Grimshaw's right next to it. And so it's gonna go right up to Grimshaw instead. So it's gonna reach out with a spectral hand. Now I want to say, for flavor's sake, these things actually have the same armaments you do, Grimshaw. So even in death, they're wielding their sword and mace. Reaching
morning
out with
Star. It's a morning star, Jake.
Morning star. Reaching out with
fucking
the spectral
casual.
reaching out with the spectral morning star to attack you. Natural one, amazing.
Yes. It's scared. It's scared. I mean,
it must be.
Even
it must
though
be.
It's undead, it has to know this weapon. Like, this weapon is famous.
What type of damage are we talking about here? Just an unarmed attack?
Yeah, well, no, I said for flavor that it was a it was a melee weapon, so let's just go with that.
Okay. Who was that? You are slowed one until the end of your next turn.
Oh, sick.
He is out of actions.
Yep.
Whoa.
Okay then.
That's great.
Alright, so he's just out of actions until next turn or the end of next turn?
Until the end of next turn.
Oh, gosh.
Not completely out of actions. So he used two actions, move, attack, so he lost his third action.
Yeah, and he'll only have two actions next turn.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. All right.
Hey, that's good. That's good.
That's solid.
That's huge.
Okay. So let's go ahead and go with... All right, so that was that one. So the next wraith. So this wraith is the one on the farthest side. So this one's going to go... again, right for Grimshaw. So they are cornering you here at the entrance to the Hall of Heroes. Gonna do the same thing. Strike out with the Spectral Morningstar. Natural 20, that one.
Gosh. Well,
jeez.
And there we go.
You know, my dice rolls keep it interesting.
Are you going by Morningstar damage rules?
Yeah, I think I will.
Do you want bludgeoning or piercing?
Ooh, I'm gonna go piercing. I like how piercing goes. No, Kelly's face.
No, he chose wisely.
Ooh.
Perfect strike, triple damage.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Who is this on?
The other one was so much better. Oh man, the other one wasn't nearly as bad.
Okay, so what I'm going to do, I'm going to roll regular damage and just triple it then for this. Okay. All right, so that is going to be 33 points of damage.
Okay.
Okay.
I also need you to roll a fortitude save.
That's what I'm more worried about.
Yeah,
I was like, 33 damage, I was expecting like 60, 70, and then you're like, and roll fortitude save.
Yeah, there you go.
When the effect that causes the save is a critical, do you automatically get one success less?
Let me see.
That's a question.
It doesn't say, or it just says creature must succeed fortitude or further damage dealt by the race. So it doesn't say so.
Usually it says.
Yeah. So yeah, I'm gonna say no for that. Now. But if you find a blanket rule, then yeah.
I did get a 33.
You got a 33. Okay, so that is a success, which means that it'd be a critical success for you since it's fortitude. Yeah. So.
And then I retch you to biz strike it.
Yes. All right.
So take 10 points of damage off of that hit, Tim.
I think it's more off.
Is it 10 plus 12?
Yeah. Because I think it's 3 12. Plus your...
Yeah, it should be 12 damage off.
Or 2 plus your level, I think, yeah.
Yeah, 12. Yeah, and I rolled a natural 18 on that attack.
Yes! Ooh,
for a 37.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
That is a critical hit.
Beautiful.
Let me just make sure. Yeah, there's nothing about immune to criticals here. So, okay.
38 points of damage.
Oh my gosh.
Okay. All right. Solid. That was very, very good. Okay, so 38 points of damage. That is an awesome hit. I will say, it doesn't look like all of that went through, though.
Yeah.
What? Mm-hmm. What?
Mm-hmm. What, this undead ghostly thing has damage reduction?
I know, right? So, yeah. Okay, cool. That was just one attack from him, actually.
Oh.
So, yeah. Second spectral morning star at you, Grimshaw. Miss. 23 total. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, let me go ahead and... And do that as well. Okay. And when it did hit you, it's actually seemed to be empowered from it as well. Mm-hmm. So, regardless of your fortitude save, it seems to be empowered from just getting a hit off.
Okay.
And the last... Third and last race. He is going to.
I can't see it.
Yeah, you can't even see it. But it marches right up to Benson. So right now, Grimshaw and Benson are just outside of the door of the Hall of Heroes, and they're surrounded by three race.
Yep.
So
it's a regular Tuesday for us.
Yeah. It's another day at the office. Okay, so Spectral Morningstar coming out of you, Benson.
Benson fights the race to get his coffee every morning.
Natural one.
Yay! Oh,
yeah!
This first turn's been like 18 fucking minutes, and we haven't gotten to us yet.
Such a roller coaster.
Kelly's just running through these cards.
I know.
Go for the eyes. You're dazzled until the end of your next turn.
Dazzle's not good.
No, it's not.
Let's go ahead and throw this on this guy.
What's his chance?
Yeah, your eyes are overstimulated. If vision is your only precise sense, which I don't think that they have anything else. If your vision is your only precise sense, all creatures and objects are concealed from you.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's just a DC 5 on this next attack, then?
Yep,
I believe so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Alright, so let me roll the DC 5 for a Jonathan. 12, so he does get that off.
Curses.
And a 30 to hit on the attack.
Nah.
Yep. Okay. It was a good roll, but not against the Benson. Okay.
Never.
Elkwood Grimm, it is your turn. You see two of your friends just getting harassed by these wraiths.
Wraiths, yeah. Now, like, the last time we faced anything like this, this was... Oh, God. Like, Citadel Altarine? Like,
did we
fight wraiths there at all?
They were a type of... They were an incorporeal creature, I remember that. I don't remember what they were called.
They were in the caverns, right?
No. There was something in the basement that you fought they were, like, undead hell knights, but they were, like, ghosties.
Yeah.
The nails?
Yeah.
There was... I was thinking about the guys that could steal your shadow or something.
Oh, those.
I think those were just some kind of shadow demon, maybe, or something like that.
Cavern. Yeah, they were, like, deep in there. But, So, like, seeing these undead creatures, Elk is just... Like, he's not... He doesn't like dealing with them at all.
Okay.
Because he knows that they have those fancy... DR damage reductions. Probably does. They're hard to hit. I mean, they're ghost.
Yeah, Grimshaw is actually going to call out and say, "Everyone, wait for my mark. I can make the one directly next to Benson easier to hit."
All right.
What's your initiative? Just saying.
They all went before us. That's why.
True.
Yeah.
I don't think it matters too much.
Yeah. Then Elkwood, like, poised to throw, will delay. And wait till Grimshaw.
Okay.
Does something.
All right. All right, so you are delaying your turn. Benson.
Should I delay?
Hold.
Hold.
Yeah, but
shoot the arrow.
Then I have, Then I'd have to be listening to Tim, though.
No, it'd be Benson listening to Grimshaw. It's totally different.
That's worse.
I know that is worse.
Oh, yeah. I will hold.
All right. Grimshaw, it is your turn.
Grimshaw reaches out, his hand glowing with, it almost looks like a fiery energy, red blood, and he reaches out and grasps the wraith right next to Benson and does a lay on hands. So I need you to make me a fortitude save.
Okay. That is, I don't want to do that one.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
I don't like that.
What, you don't?
I think I took a feat or something to be able to do that, but I've never fucking done it.
Right, let's see. Let me ask, is this positive by chance? Does it have the positive trait?
Yes, it does.
Okay, all right. 21.
That's a fail.
Oh, man. Okay.
So that is going to be 15 points of positive damage.
Okay.
Also, you now take a minus 2 status penalty to your AC.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Whoa, nice. Okay.
Yeah. All right,
so
it's pretty good.
So first off, 15 points of damage.
Yep.
Okay. And let me see, they have... okay, so nothing like... Okay, so I was just saying if positive dealt anything. Okay, so, and then you said a minus 2 to his AC?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm just going to do the flat minus 2, because it's not like a status to do anything here.
It's fine.
So it'll just be that instead. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, and
that was my first action. I did that for one action. And then, I love this so much. Grimshaw is going to disappear... appear flanking with the wraith that he just touched. reversing charge. Oh, baby. And remind you, I'm flanking. Circumstance bonus, and I just did a status bonus, so it's a cumulative minus 4 to your AC, and got a 30 to hit.
Okay, so minus...
I'm sorry, 31.
Do you have a plus one from somewhere else by chance?
Come on, Grimshaw. I don't think I have another plus one anywhere.
All right, do you get a plus one from your angry Morningstar?
I know, right? Morningstar. If only that gave bonuses like
my
that.
My to hit is 19, and I rolled a 12.
So 31. Yeah, that was one off from getting a crit.
Brutal.
That sucks.
Oh, that's so brutal.
It was very cool, though.
Yeah. And that'll be 15 points of damage.
That's good damage.
Oh, they're 15. Nice.
Yep.
Very solid.
And then... And I appear right back.
Okay.
That is one of the craziest abilities.
It's like, let me just like flank real quick for free.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, now, kill it.
Okay.
You go first.
Elkwood, seeing that one is like, it's glowing perhaps a little bit differently because of the positive energy.
Yeah.
He's going to use his first action, Hunt Prey, on it.
All right.
And second and two actions. Quick draws the eclipse out, and he's going to hurl this thing at full velocity. He has no idea if cold iron does anything to it. Probably doesn't. That is a 34 to hit.
Against the middle one?
Yes.
That will be a critical hit.
Hey!
Rolling rocks.
There it is.
Beautiful.
You're getting precision damage on this?
Yeah.
Ignore that.
Mm.
Yeah. So let me take off that Hunter's Edge.
Yep.
All right.
You make me sick, Jake.
You can go talk to Jason Bowman, all right?
How dare you, Jason.
Well, he put a restraining order on me.
But, I mean, it's still good due to my strength modifier, all that stuff. It's 26 points for a crit.
Because
it also turns to deadly, I think, is the damage die goes up when it's a crit. So,
All right.
So, yeah, that's his turn.
Isn't it very, very blinded or something?
Oh, I mean, if it can be blinded.
Yeah, it doesn't say it's immune to, like, visual things or anything like that, so...
It does not curse you for a moment.
Yeah, yeah, so you throw this thing, and it goes through its face, and as its face reforms, its eyes are washed over with, like, the night sky, and you can see the wraith just, like, flailing back and forth, like, it has no idea how its ghostly eyes aren't working right now.
Oh my gosh.
How the fuck did you make me blind? Yeah,
I am literally a ghost.
I am dead.
Just a destiny artifact.
Okay.
Do you only get one action when you have delayed?
I did two actions to do the plus two circumstance bonus. I did Hunter's Aim, so.
So when you delay, you get your whole turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But when you ready is where you use two actions for one thing. So.
Okay.
Yeah, since there was no worry about being interrupted with his, like, someone else's turn.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't care.
So Benson, you may take your turn now if you would like.
Okay.
Wait. Let Kesra go first.
Okay. about how Benson's gone up to swing like three times now.
As Benson goes up to swing, he feels all of his joints and muscles tighten and twitch with speed as I cast haste on him.
Very nice.
And then
there you go.
And then Kesra will summon his electric blue claws.
Ooh. Okay, like, cool.
Can I play now?
Your turn.
Okay, first attack. That's going to be a peach right there. About 31.
And this is against the same one that you had...
the one
that
directly in front of Benson.
That guy. The middle one, yeah.
I think it... So it has the minus two because of the circumstance. Now, because it's blinded... Oh wait, we already talked about this. It's not flat-footed.
I think with blind, it's a little ambiguous. It says you fail, you automatically, or no, it says you fail, or sorry, I did went over this before. It has something to do with you automatically critically fail perception checks.
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about
It says you can't detect anything using vision. Did they change the language with this?
Probably with the remaster, maybe, yeah.
Yeah, they made it a little different.
Yeah, which it doesn't say that blinded automatically makes you flat-footed, though.
All right, it says you automatically critically fail perception checks that require you to be able to see, and if your vision, it's only your precise sense. You take a minus four to perception check.
It says you can't detect anything, though.
Yeah, I've always... the way I ruled it, I think the language might have changed, but the way I always looked at it was if vision was your only precise sense, then yeah, you would be flat-footed. If you had, like, tremor sense or something, then of course you would... Blinded wouldn't change your ability to, like, be on guard. I don't know. It's up to you.
Yeah, I mean, the thing, too, is that, like, these things are, like, you know, they are in combat with you and stuff like that, and so, like, I'm... Unless it stays somewhere else, I'm not going to go with that for now. But you know, if there's something else with the remaster or something like that, I'm all for it. It is blinded. You still have a pretty good chance to hit. So
31 on the first one.
That is a hit.
17 points of damage. I'm just going to use second roll. 20. Garbage. And just for the fuck of it, last one. 60. Yep. First hit, okay. 2 miss.
Got it. Then after everyone moved all their initiatives around, it comes back up to the top to the... this is the wraith that is slowed right now, so he has one last action to do. So he is going to... let's see. Alright, he is going to... Actually, he's just going to do his two strikes here on Grimshaw still. Reaching out with the Spectral Morningstar. 31 to hit.
Oh, that is a... That's a hit.
That's a hit?
Yeah.
It's going to be 15 points of damage.
Mm-hmm.
How is my AC better than yours?
You're a tanky boy.
Just a different kind of champion.
Yep.
You're built different.
Yeah.
You got that dog in you.
You got that Iomina in you. And then make me the fortitude save.
How about a 34?
34, that is... Yep, that'll be a success. Do a critical success for you.
Juggernaut.
Okay.
I am going to retributive strike that.
All right.
Thank you.
So I take 12 off of that damage.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I'm sorry. How much damage did I take again?
15.
Oh, so I only take 3 damage. Perfect. Thank you.
And Benson just rolled a 16 on the die for a 35.
Yep, that is going to be a... unfortunately, slow doesn't do anything to AC, it looks like. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Just a hit?
Yep, just a hit.
All right. I can live with that. Come on. 15 points of damage.
15. A lot of number 15s around here.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
Number 15. Number 15. Burger King foot lettuce.
I was thinking about making that joke, but I didn't.
I'll make it.
Number 15.
The funniest part about that is that guy posted that picture. Anyone who knows Burger King foot lettuce will know the story, but that guy posted that, and I think within 40 minutes they found out where he worked.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, yeah. It was like this weird like coalition. Everyone's like, we know exactly which like floor tile this
yep.
is.
And yeah, stuff exactly. Like, oh, it was this
they
weird.
Were fucking ruthless.
I know. Okay, so that was... wait, was that only one attack from this guy? I think it was, yeah. Alright, so second attack on you, Grimshaw.
Mm. Yeah, see?
17, so whiff.
That's a miss. Whoa. Big ol' miss.
Alright, but he's no longer slowed now.
That's true.
Yes. That's true. Okay. So next is the Wraith that is getting messed right up over here. So he is blinded.
Blackjack.
Yep, so he's going to be... so he's still going to go after you, only because that's where he was going before.
Okay.
So he's going to try and flat check for the first attack.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a 2, so that is a fail. Ooh. All
right, flat check again. You can
flat
try
check again.
It.
3! Oh, my gosh. Let's check
this
again.
Combat has not been as hard as it should have been so far.
Yeah, really. Yeah. 9 on
okay.
the last one.
Okay.
However, map still applies, so...
Wait, map still applies?
Why wouldn't it?
I guess you're right.
Wait, he's wow. blind. This is the DC 11.
Yeah, this is DC 11.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, yeah.
No, okay,
so he fucked
so,
all of them.
So yeah, he just whipped... Grimshaw, making it look easy. We're not even trying. Alright, so the last one, this is the one that is dazzled.
That's DC5.
That is the DC5, mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is going to... It's going to move through the walls.
Ooh.
And it's going to go after Elkwood.
No, I didn't do anything.
You got that sweet star knife, though.
Mm.
Lies.
That's not a lie at all.
It was Grimshaw. Attack him.
It was that guy. There's some ability that does that. It's like pass the blame or something. I forget
Look
where it is.
Look at him. He has the angry weapon.
All right. attack him. It was
ability
him.
Ability called No You.
Flash check. So this is the DC-5.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
11.
Alright.
So, Spectral Morningstar, after 20.
Oh.
Yeah, there it is.
Oh.
Bludgeoning or piercing?
Piercing was good. I think I might go bludgeoning this time, though.
Oh, man. Thank God you didn't. Box the ears. The target is deafened until healed.
Yeesh.
Ew.
What?
What?
The other one was actually triple damage, but only for ranged or thrown attacks.
What a shit card to pull if you're a fighter.
Yeah, right. But my greatsword.
What if I stab with it?
What if I throw my greatsword? Does that work? This could be 26 points of damage against you.
Actually, it's only going to be 14 points of damage as Milani liberates some of those wounds.
Wait, was this an attack on me? Sorry.
No, this is attack on Elkwood. Okay. See, you get a free step if you want it.
He will step. Come on. Click, I say. He'll step here. That way he's flanking.
Wait, so, I have a question.
Uh-huh.
Can you use your elf step with his reaction?
No, I'm not sure, to be honest. Because... Because elf step, I mean, it just means I can take an action to step twice, but I don't know if that's a reaction ability.
It's probably its own thing, but it's real cool. Okay. In this case, would be good.
I mean, yeah, I was thinking about this before. When I was theory crafting on, you know, obviously how encounters go for you guys. I was just like, man, I'm surprised that they haven't comboed that. So
here's my take. All right,
okay,
my take. Is that the liberating step is done by Milani or the faith of the champion. Okay. So like how else are they stepping if they're not like it's in tandem with the player because the player chooses where the step is going to occur, right?
Okay, gotcha.
My personal take. But you know, maybe he gets that first little push and is like, hey, I can drive off of this.
I can flip.
It's the Liberator Paladin forcibly pushing somebody where they might not want to go.
I'm totally fine with you doing it this time. If there's some rule that it has to be done on your turn or you know some context like that, then you know we'll make sure to do it correct next time. But feel free to do your elf step.
Boop. Oh, and one more.
There you go.
So he just flips, he backflips, and then he backflips again.
Okay, so all that said, I still need you to make a fortitude save.
There it is.
Okay. He can't distract me enough to make you to avoid the fortitude
save. Look how cool it was!
Look, Jake!
14 on die, 34.
That is a success.
So good. Your fort save is so good.
I know.
It's plus 20, you.
I know.
My con's not bad.
Okay.
But I don't have Juggernaut, so I don't know.
Nope, there's no... you just have to succeed.
Oh, it doesn't, it, there's no.
Okay, yeah. That's good. Yes, I think we're all fine.
Yeah. So, okay, so the... so it moved, attacked, you moved out of its range, so now it's just going to attack Kezra.
No!
So it's got the map, so it's not going to be as bad. 17.
Whew. Fail. Whew.
Okay, that was the race, dazzled race turn. He's no longer dazzled, and it comes to Grimshaw.
Alrighty, before we go, I mean, you didn't roll your flat check.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
That could have been the flat check.
You know what, I'll roll the, well, no, be, no, be, no, I'm not going to roll that.
Alright, I'm just saying.
I got you.
I don't want people to be like, oh, they skipped the flat check, and they could have rolled again, and they could have hit, and then, you know.
All those people can shut up.
John loves the listeners.
He really does.
Really great homeless people that need jobs. Baz. real smooth, shiny brains.
John, it's unhoused, please.
Anyway, Grimshaw, it's your turn.
Grimshaw is... I'm going to try... it's a fun thing. I want to do a fun thing.
Don't you dare have fun on this podcast, Tim.
You're right, John. How dare I?
This is the very unfun podcast.
You swing three times and you miss the second two.
And we take 25 fucking minutes to talk about the rules.
So I'm going to reach out a cold as ice hand to the wraith that is... to the east of Benson, and I'm going to need you to make me a fortitude save.
That's the one I don't like, though. Is this the same thing? Is this positive?
Oh, no. Actually, I'm sorry. I'm actually going to reach out and touch the one to the west of Benson.
Okay,
you know, I don't know directions. I need to do west.
Yeah, that's fine.
West,
no, the one that's been hitting a bunch.
But yes. Should we? Yeah,
getting hit a bunch. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So yeah, that one is barely hanging on. Its figure is sort of dwindling here.
Okay.
So a 4-2 save on this one.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Fort save. And this is not the positive thing.
Nope.
Okay. Right. 21.
21's a fail, so now you are flat-footed for one round because you failed on a chill touch.
Ah,
so
gotcha. Okay.
I get the flat-footed condition, and I'm just going to swing at you.
Okay.
I don't even have to move.
No.
Nice. Yep.
So the minus two from earlier, is that in tandem with this minus two?
The minus two from earlier ended because it's been around.
Oh, okay. All right.
So this
okay,
is
so,
like, yeah, this is a new
so
minus
still,
two.
Still just a minus two then.
Yes,
okay.
But just a minus two plus just a 19 on the die for just a 38.
Well, that is a critical hit, so I would like you to please describe your kill. As it had 9 HP left.
Oh, this is so good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, the Morning Star of Milani, you know, shaking with rage, you know, cuts through, like, kind of like a sword. The piercing tips cut through it. And as it is cutting through it, you see the ghastly energy absorbing into the Morning Star as I activate my once per day death drinking ability. If the creature you destroy was undead, you gain a number of temporary hit points equal to twice your level for 10 minutes.
God damn.
Damn. That ain't bad.
Wow.
So the ghastly energy just goes from the mace and envelops over Grimshaw. And you see, like, the Wraith's visage gets purified into the visage of the former champion as, like, a protection over him.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Man. Okay. Yeah, the stars align for that ability. Dang.
Yeah.
Okay. That was it. Was it your first action?
No, that was my whole turn. That
was your whole turn. Like,
okay.
Somebody
touched to, yeah.
When somebody inevitably like animates this fight, they need to put that music over it, where it's like, and we're gonna wham, bam, and just us dancing around.
Oh man, awesome! That was cool. Elkwood, it is your turn.
All right, so that one that he was hunted on is dead. So the one that had hit him. He is going to one action, hunt prey.
Okay.
And two actions, hunter's aim on this bad boy. Because, just curious, cold iron doesn't seem to do anything to him?
Nope. They have, because they're incorporeal, they have a whole list of stuff, so, but.
Oh, okay. Cold iron.
Yeah, cold iron's not one of them, though.
They're not fey ghosts?
Nope. Nope, there was actually one or two of those, I think.
Oh, shit. That's an 18 on the die.
God.
There, buddy.
Ooh,
damn.
Ooh.
30, that'd be a 40 to hit.
Oh, fuck off. God. What a beast.
Ooh, what?
Because, damn. You know, plus 20, and then with the hunter's aim.
Yeah, with that.
On top of that. So.
Yep. Okay. Yeah, that's a crit.
Take off the precision damage.
Yes. Ignore that.
21 points of damage.
Very, very good.
He's blind.
And he's blind.
Dude, with how often you crit with that thing, just he blind everything.
I know.
Gosh.
I know. Dude, like, just having, like, a plus 22 to hit when I have everything lined up is just...
Yeah.
We really just have to peel for Elkwood.
Yeah.
Just kind of wish, you know... I'm trying to look at everything else, just like magical effects. And now it doesn't say anything about undead. So.
Yeah. I don't think that Disney has anything. I mean, obviously, undead is like not good, but like they're not they're not against it like Saren is, you know.
She hates Faye, though, apparently.
Who does?
Desna.
Desna hates Faye.
And demons. No, I mean, like, just Cold Iron.
Cold Iron doesn't affect Faye, or is it just fiends?
No, Cold Iron should affect Faye, but
Well,
demons and devils don't like it either.
Cold Iron... Cold Iron affects them specifically because they're from the first world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Cold Iron is like a new thing. And I think that's the same thing with fiends too. Is that like it's good against them because they weren't around when Cold Iron came about. Mm. So yeah. So it has nothing to do with that.
And all of it was grown in the teeth of a giant sloth.
Yep.
Exactly.
Yep.
That's my favorite weird fact of Pathfinder lore. Okay, is that the end of your turn, Elkwood?
Yep.
Okay. Kezra, it is your turn.
Alright, Kezra is going to move up and through Benson to get around the wraith opposite of Grimshaw for flanking.
Alright, so the one that you walk past in front of Grimshaw is going to take an attack of opportunity on you.
Ooh, dang.
I can't retrieve strike this.
I can't liberating step either.
Right. Why not? That is
I'm
good.
In range of both of you. It's 15 feet.
I used mine already. Yeah.
I used my reaction.
Thanks, guys. It's going to be a... Thank you, guys. It's really feeling the love today. 32 to hit.
Yeah, it's a hit.
All right. There's 11 points of damage.
Okay.
And make 3 fortitude save.
As
a critical success, so.
I don't think there's a single member of our squad that has a bad fortitude save.
I think you're right.
No.
Yeah.
We're chunky.
And I'll tell you, you were going to get an attack of opportunity from the other one, but Elk blinded it.
Oh.
Well, so. I am not blinded as I cast True Strike.
Yes.
Eyes glow. As my vision becomes super clear. Ooh, I rolled an 18 and a 17.
Damn.
So,
whoa. Damn.
It's a solid hit. It is flat-footed, so that'll be 35 to hit.
35, hold on, wait. It goes, AC goes down by 2. So, and what was your total?
35.
That is a critical hit.
Oh though. My god!
Yes.
Crit your roll success,
and this is the Cinderclaw gauntlet.
Because it's flat-footed too.
Wow.
All right, that's awesome. All right, that is going to be. 31 damage.
Mm. Oh my gosh.
Damn.
It has to roll a fortitude save.
Yes, it does.
Good.
Actually, it takes one more fire damage as well.
Hey.
Okay, gotcha. Alright. Let me roll the fortitude save as well. 20.
Just made it.
Just made it. Okay.
Oh, right, because it's for the gauntlet. It's not
yeah,
your class.
It's the gauntlet.
Yeah, yeah. Yep.
I was about to say, wow, that you suck.
What is that? That was awful. Okay.
Also, just stop fighting.
These things probably don't breathe, so it wouldn't have affected it anyway.
Yeah. Mm. That's a good point, yeah. Yeah, they're immune to... well, I guess it depends, because they're like immune to like poison and stuff like that, so like I don't know if that would have been fallen into that, but still. All right. After Kezra on the caboose, today is Benson.
Benson feels weird. Normally he has to do a lot more work than this. I guess since they're flanking this one, I will attack the one directly behind Benson.
Alright.
He doesn't have to put the carry pants on today. Well, that roll, 28.
20, still a hit.
Oh, good.
Okay.
18 points of damage. Very good damage roll.
Okay.
Second attack. Natural 1.
Oh.
Yeah, it had to happen.
Only a matter of time.
Yeah, I've been rolling really well in the night.
Mm.
Eat dirt. You fall prone and are blinded until the end of your next turn.
What? Well, you know.
The blinded really, Jesus. Really added to that. Jesus, God.
A lot of blindness. End of your next turn.
Yeah.
Which is very brutal.
Yeah.
Damn, there was just a big piece of dirt on the floor.
Okay, can I stand up for my last action?
You have one more action because you're hasted.
Yep.
Well, you know what? Can I attack from the ground?
No, stand up now because their AOOs are both used up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Stand up.
Oh, well, the other one just can't make it because he's blinded, so.
Same difference.
So, yeah. Stand up while he's blind.
And you know what? Take that last hit. Wait, what do I roll? Flat?
Flat
or
check. You have to hit a left or higher.
Five. All right. Well, that was a shit turn.
Womp womp. Right. Top of the round. So this is going to be. This is the Wraith. Is going to. Oh, man. It wants to continue to try to hit Grimshaw.
Yes.
But Kezra is a pretty tasty target, though.
But I'm like mocking him because I'm like, I'm wearing the ghostly form of his Wraith now purified as the original ghost.
I don't think these guys feel kinship.
Maybe.
That was a 25 against Kizer.
Miss.
Kizer dodges it. Attacked Grimshaw.
Yes, that would have definitely worked out better if he'd
hit
Grimshaw. He's like, this orc can't be hit. My God.
Hands can't hit what your eyes can't see.
Then last attack is going to be a natural one.
What's this fight, man?
What is this fight, dude?
Goddamn, Jake.
Just crits
120,
and fails.
120.
Punt. You punt your weapon. It flies 1d4 feet in a random direction. So
shit, I dropped my ghostly flail.
Oh, no.
My ghostly flail.
So shame it doesn't appear right back in my hand.
Womp.
Okay. So, Wraith number two is dead. So next it comes to the blinded Wraith. The blinded Wraith is going to try and attempt to attack you, Elkwood. So it's going to take a step up to you. And it's going to...
I think he has to search for him first.
Yeah. So I'm gonna do the seek. This is just a perception roll. Let me see. Can I?
Damn. I kinda wish I could react stealth.
Well, I think it's against your stealth DC.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so it kind of is that. Yeah.
So, like, you do naturally stealth.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that is going to be 26 against your stealth DC.
No.
Yeah.
What was that? 10 plus the 20.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So that being said, so it doesn't even sense him, so it can't even try to attack them. Okay, so in which case it will just turn around and try to hit Benson then?
But then it has to walk again.
Well, I was going to say, and it would have been doing the seek beforehand.
Seek first, right.
Yeah, seek first. So it didn't actually move. But, all right, so it did one seek to try to find you, couldn't, and then was just like, it's all attack the guy behind me.
It
must have been the wind. It must have been the wind that blinded me. DC 11 flat check against Benson, 15.
All right.
So it's going to be a strike out against you, 34 to hit.
That will hit.
Okay. 23 points of damage.
Ouch.
Yep, that was a very, very good roll. And then make me the fortitude save, just for shits and gigs.
I'm really worried about this one, guys. Jesus Christ, that was a 31. It was so bad.
Seek, attack, so second attack. 28. So miss on that one.
No dice.
Okay. Grimshaw.
Alright, Grimshaw's gonna keep up with the assault on the one right in front. So, Morningstar Milani, let's go. Oh, natural one.
There we go.
You guys are keeping me busy tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Kelly, just put the cards on your table and just draw them.
Man, are these rays like
pee on the floor before we walked in, you slip and fall prone.
Oh, come on. Oh, gosh. I hate this. Okay, so that was one action. This is... Okay, this is going to be fun. Are you ready for this?
Uh-huh.
I'm going to raise my shield, and then I'm going to stand up.
Okay. All right. So when the attack of opportunity comes, you have your shield raised easy. I like it. I like it. That's how you do it.
That's how a paladin can stand up.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
That's the first thing they teach you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You put your shield above you, yes. And then, you know, get to your knee.
Exactly.
Okay. So, all right. So your shield is raised. So it will do its attack of opportunity on you. It's going to be a 29. So it is a miss.
Yep. Yeah. That's my whole turn though. Oh.
I bet you feel bad.
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
Okay. Oakwood, you see the room full of pee and everyone's just slipping all over the place.
It's ectoplasm everywhere.
When they saw the Morningstar of Milani, that's when they started.
That's when they started peeing, yeah. You didn't realize it, but they've been peeing this whole time. Spectral piss. Spectral piss all over the place.
Benson's like, I don't get fucking paid enough for this. And he's already rich, so.
Alright, so that one in front of me is. I was blinded for one round, so I think it's fine now.
Yeah. It is no longer blind, yeah.
But Benson's blind, right?
Mm hmm.
No, Benson is blind, yes.
Okay, so am I still technically blind?
So try to crit Benson and keep him blind.
Yes, please.
Benson, you're going down.
I don't want to be responsible for this travesty. Make sure I don't see it.
Yeah, but okay, so if he's blind, it's still flanking, right? So it's not.
I think so.
That's what I'm assuming. But
wait, what?
I mean, it doesn't matter technically because it's fine.
It's flanking.
Yeah, that's why.
The rule says he has to be threatening him.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I mean, it's not a big deal just because I was like, oh, I have three actions anyway. This time I don't have to do a hunt prey in order to do all that. So first thing will be two action hurl. And
you're gonna throw up?
You're gonna vomit?
I wish. At this another three on the die.
For 47.
It's 25 to hit.
It's 25 to hit. Because it is flanked. From Benson. Oh, wait.
You're not throwing a weapon to it.
Never mind. Alright, so that is a miss then.
Sucks.
Alright. Throws in the trash.
Fuck! you fucked me! Alright. Dazda! Next is 11 on the die with plus 16, so that's a 27 to hit.
That one will hit.
Nice. Alright.
Alright, I'll take it. Damn, no precision damage. That really fucks me over, actually.
I know.
13 points of damage.
I still think you've done more damage than me or Tim.
Mm-hmm. No, Kesra's, I think, done a shit ton of damage, too. Like, that 31 damage, mm-hmm. I think, right off.
Mm-hmm.
But that's it.
Speaking of Kesra, it's your turn.
Yeah, Kesra is going to keep the love going. He's going to cast True Strike again.
Mm-hmm.
And take a swing. I got a 35 again.
Oh my gosh!
Another critical hit.
One of the dice was a 2, and the other one was the same as last time.
Wow. Well, there we go.
Where's this Kesra been the entire fucking time?
I know, right?
Casting lightning bolts.
Yeah, Kesra is just just wants to fucking kill these things. this is a better roll this time. Alright, so that is 36 damage.
Ooh,
God. And then another D6 of fire for another 5 fire damage.
Okay.
And I guess it can roll a fortitude save.
Sure can. And 25.
It succeeded.
It succeeds. Okay.
Then last action, Kezra will he'll call his shield.
Okay. Benson, it is your turn.
All right. I can see again.
It was the end of this turn.
Fuck.
Oh yeah. Kill. Yep.
Okay.
Step it's a brutal crit.
Yeah, that was just me. Yeah.
Most of the fumbles aren't that bad, but every now and then you get a really mean one.
That's an 11 on the die, so I get this attack off.
Nice. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There we go.
23. God.
I've missed.
Hold on. What was that? Is that a 4 on the die? Yeah, it was. Okay. Next one. Gonna nail this one, too. I did with a 13. Come on. Benson needs a new pair of natural 20s.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crit the win, man.
I really, really want, like, at some point, to figure out which episode has the most crits.
This we are somehow the group.
It's this one.
This is it.
This has to be
this
it.
This is absolutely
We're the only group that does this.
Yeah, this is
couldn't be on crazy. A boss fight or anything.
No, definitely not.
Oh my gosh. Alright, interesting. It doesn't make any sense for this.
Okay.
Your sword magically turns into a fucking lightsaber.
Another one that has to do with armor. It makes no sense.
Hmm. All right. Yep.
Well, this one makes sense. Pain and simple. Triple damage.
Hey, there you go.
Just kill it. Okay.
Just kill it.
There you go.
All right. So, John, just hit damage with like regular damage, and then triple it. Yeah.
Tim, 16 times 3, real quick. 48 points of fucking damage.
God.
And still up?
Yes.
And it's flat-footed now.
It is flat-footed, though, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to make it. I'm going to nail this flat check for my last action, and I'm going to roll another natural 20. That's a 9.
All right.
Is that your haste action?
Good point. Time for another flat check. 5.
Yeah, call your shot, Babe Ruth.
There you go. Also, to be fair, amazing for Benson to crit
while
being blind.
Yeah. I am not in any way disappointed with that turn.
No,
that was amazing. Perfect.
He just like cleaves the head off, it obviously reforms.
It's like it's trying to reconnect. There's just a little sliver of itself back on its head.
Yeah,
it's like, jeez,
what'd you do that for, man?
Stop that! All right. Top of round 5, this is the Wraith that has been getting beat up by Kezra here, so it's going to reach out and attack you this time, Kezra.
Stop it.
Spectral Morningstar going out, 25 to hit.
Kezra dodges it.
Again, dude, we've just been, our group's like happy feet, man.
I know. And other two attacks do nothing.
Except for Benson and Grimshaw, who are quite literally the opposite of Happy Feet. But.
Alright, so the other Wraith is no longer blinded, right?
Nope.
Okay. Right. And in which case it will take a step up to Elkwood and try to attack him.
What? Not the paladin that just crit him?
Nah. No, you keep blinding it.
I blinded it once. That happened once, okay?
Think twice.
Oh, you keep blinding them, I should say, as a group. Natural 1. This is...
Let's go!
Impossible. These chances are impossible.
Improbable.
No, this... No. We are fighting in the literal temple of Milani... With imprisoned ghosts.
That's what it is.
That's what
it has to be.
This Wraith is equally bewildered. He has decision paralysis and is slowed 1 until the end of his next turn.
His turn's done. Okay.
Heck yeah.
If he lives to that, I'll say that.
Decision paralysis?
That's so for a second, let me say this. He walked into the Hall of Heroes.
Hey.
And I think the presence of all of the previous champions that are memorialized here maybe gave it that.
Mm.
And so it does have decision paralysis because it has this like moment of clarity where it's just like, what am I doing?
Mm.
Why?
Mm.
Why am I acting this way? Grimshaw, it's your turn.
Yeah, so you see, like, you know, like, the spectral visions that's kind of covering Grimshaw with his temporary hit points. You see that it was kind of in line with Grimshaw's face, and it does swivel around to the other one that had that moment of clarity and calls out, "You don't have to do this. Be free!" But Grimshaw is going to still focus on the target ahead and is going to do another lay on hand, so give me a fortitude save.
Okay. And this is the positive thing.
Yes, it is.
So, natural
one. Oh my god.
AJ. Oh, really?
I can't say I'm going to quit being a GM because you want your players to, like, enjoy the game they're in, but oh my god.
Hey, Jacob. You're welcome, I guess. You should buy a lottery ticket. I mean, this.
I was just up from the desk. Did he roll another one?
Yes, he did. Okay.
God damn.
Oh my gosh. And okay, let me tell you. This is a basic fortitude save. So,
yeah, so
I rolled 16 damage. So 32 points of positive 32 damage.
32 points of damage. Okay.
And now you have a minus 2 status penalty to your AC for one round.
Jeez.
And now
okay.
And now I'm going to bonk ya with a minus 4 to your AC.
Don't worry about it, because it's dead.
I was about to say, if that thing's not dead, I'm going to be pissed.
Yes.
So you reach out and you put your glowing hand through its chest, and it just just disappears.
Yeah. Milani has laid this one to rest. Man, okay. The Morningstar Milani freed the first. Milani freed the second.
Uh-huh.
Grimshaw, that was one action. So Grimshaw steps, no attacks of opportunity, right between Elkwood and the final Wraith, and raises the Morning Star.
So you are flanking the last
one.
I think you got a good chance of doing it.
Oh my gosh. All right, Melanie, let's go, baby. 28 to hit.
28. Okay, so it is a hit.
Okay. All right, just a hit.
Okay. Tim's farming last hits over here.
I know. Self-kill stealing.
16 points of damage.
16. Okay, so still up. Mm-hmm. Still up.
That's right.
Benson's going to report Grimshaw after this for KSing.
You need to let me farm. You need to let me farm.
Jeez.
Benson, who's been overpowered for the entire life of the game, but there's a new patch and Grimshaw comes up. All the Benson mans get mad.
This is bullshit. The whole meta's ruined.
It's literally unplayable.
Elkwood, your turn.
Okay, so at this point, like, being at such close range, Elkwood is going to quick draw out his curve blade and just slash. Oh my fucking.
What'd you roll?
Natural 20.
Oh my goodness!
What the fuck?
Maybe the crit card won't come into play, but because this thing had 9 HP left, so I'm certain your floor is gonna be more than this.
Overhand chop. It takes a bunch of bleed damage, but it's dead.
Right.
Almost
rolled boxcars.
Benson
so
didn't.
That's a 7, an 8. Well, 7 and 8 on the die.
No.
So plus 6, it's 42 points.
Jesus Christ.
Gosh. Ectoplasm splatters all over the Hall of Heroes, and it eventually fades.
Jeez.
Cool.
Didn't you feel good about doing that? He was just like, it feels like a waste a little bit. Because I feel like minimum damage probably was on it.
People at home, please count up all these crits. I have to know. I have to know how many this is.
This is so fucking stupid.
Oh my god.
Yeah. Okay. So after the race disappear, you guys are able to get a better view of the room. And like I said, you see the three stone sarcophaguses with the lit torches over top of them. There's a room directly to the north, and there's a room to the east that's a single door. Grimshaw, you would know that the room to the north goes to, it eventually goes up to There's a little closet up there that people would have, you know, mundane weapons and stuff like that in there. The room going to the east, you know, goes to holding cells.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Kesra just looks at the Kesra before you do that. Mm-hmm. Kesra looks at all just the remnants of these ghosts fading away. She's like, "What evil could have done this? I thought these were I thought these were sanctified champions. What happened? How could something do corrupt their souls like this?"
I don't think it has much to do with their souls.
Yeah, I got a sense that they're... I agree with Benson. It didn't seem like their souls were tied. Maybe fragments, but it just seemed like their bodies were being used for evil. Everything, but to answer your question, everything that's sanctified can be defiled. Whoever did this is exceedingly powerful.
And exceedingly evil.
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is bringing up shades of Vaz, actually.
Mm.
You know, when, again, Citadel Terrain, she was, like, corrupting and messing with all those Hell Knights.
From what I understand, and I'm no expert on necromancy, but to do this, all you really need is a strong enough connection to the body to capture the soul to kind of... Again, I don't know enough, but these champions were not willing participants in this defilement.
Yeah. If you guys want to do a religion check on these, by chance?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Untrained.
Like, it's
if
my
job. If you have applicable lore, you know.
33.
Would you say the
33. 33.
That is a critical success.
Then I definitely got one, too, because I rolled a 16 with plus 17. So.
Nice.
There we go. You know that they have, the thing they were trying to do to you was drain life. Mm. If you failed, you would have been drained.
Oh man.
That's typical Wraith. That's Wraith behavior.
Yeah. Yep. And the thing too is that, it can further the drain status. Ooh. To a maximum of 4.
Oh my gosh.
So, brutal. Yeah. So, yeah. Incredibly brutal. Attack of opportunity.
Kind of makes sense why it was an easier save.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll say you guys have Juggernaut. Yeah. So, here's what I'll say. So, Wraiths are malevolent undead who drain life and shun sunlight and shun light. Their shadowy incorporeal forms are dotted with burning eyes that reflect their hatred for the living, and shadowy claws are weapon enough to steal the vitality of their enemies. These just had flavored morning stars. A Wraith may be created by foul necromancy, but more often they are the result of hermetic murder or a mutilator who even in death cannot give up their wicked ways. You know this to not be true,
right.
Grimshaw.
Yeah, definitely the former.
So this was, this is definitely done by foul necromancy, which puts an even worse taste in your mouth that these were, like, as John said, not willing participants to being brought back.
Yeah, so with
that's like really wicked and insidious in this context. Even more so than like normal Wraiths.
I think this would be one of the most evil things somebody could do to another soul.
Yeah.
Well, especially a paladin or
gosh.
A champion.
Yeah.
It's like horrible.
I mean the statue heads were the angel statue heads were ripped off, so like somebody here is doing this on purpose, it seems.
Yeah, yeah. So, us destroying these Wraiths, Jake, would you say that we have freed them by chance?
You trying to get a hero point there?
No, trying to get a focus point for free.
For focus point, I mean. I wouldn't say so.
Okay, well, as you guys know, this temporary hit points only last 10 minutes, but I think Grimshaw wants to spend some time here to pray over each of these graves, to consecrate them again. He doesn't have the ritual consecrate, because that is a ritual.
That's a whole thing.
But,
high level, too.
Yeah.
I think it's still, completely in flavor for you to be like,
yeah,
I need to, like, I just had to destroy these remnants of my fallen brethren.
Yeah. So as I'm, like, I get to, like, the one, the grave that, like, I feel has a connection to like the visage that's kind of overlaid. And as I'm like praying over this grave, you can see that the visage slowly like leaks off of my body, and like I'm praying like with like my hand, and it leaks off my body through my hand and back onto the grave and kind of sinks inward. So you know, I lose my temporary hit points, but I feel, you know, at peace that you know, these warriors can rest. Yep. Rest again. So I'm willing to take 20 minutes so I can get both focus points back, if y'all are okay with that.
I'm fine with that. I need some focus points too.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. All right. So you can take your 20 minutes. Nothing happens in the 20 minutes. Okay. So you can get this back.
Gotcha. I will say I am down a little bit. Do we have the healer's gloves for today?
Yeah, I'm going to use healer gloves on myself.
Okay.
I only have one use of it.
Yeah.
I can healer gloves you.
Okay.
So what you is can, that you heal can, again?
He can touch you.
Do let me look at the treasure.
Just slap him in the face.
Take the glove off and back him.
I'm just I forgot to put the gloves on. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
No, I can do this.
So, hold on. Wait. Let's just do that off air. You guys can just heal.
Okay. Yeah.
So
after we kind of do this, to the east, what was it again?
So the door to the north, you know,
goes storage up to closet a closet with the weapons.
Yeah, it's a storage closet with just mundane weapons and stuff. Yeah. But to the east, you know, is where they had holding cells that you would bring people in for questioning, or if they were informants or something like that, you would bring them in here, and then so that way they could be brought to justice later.
Yeah. So I motioned to the north door, like up there. That's the. That's the makeout closet. I mean, the weapons closet. We probably should clear that out real quick. And then to the east is the holding cells. Definitely, no one has made out in that closet. And you could tell he's definitely lying.
This Kyle is blushing a lot.
It's called 7 minutes in heaven.
That's where I went to get blown.
Alright, I'm gonna push you guys to the east door. For a good ending. Don't worry about it.
Do we check the closing? I'm gonna check the storage closet.
Just shut up, Tim. Just give it 10 seconds.
Alright, so you guys check out the closet. It's as you would expect. You don't see anything offhand in there. Just, like I say, it just looks like mundane weapons.
Do I see an inscription on the far wall by chance?
Jesus Christ.
Best kisser, Grimshaw, and it's like written in his handwriting.
you see a few other more feminine handwriting. Say, wait, he kissed you too?
Grimshaw just sees us and goes, ah, shit.
Just dang it. I try to keep
himself. Girls talk to each other.
Learning a lot about Grimshaw. Okay. You guys go to the east door that you know to be the holding cells after that.
I feel like I should probably take point on this.
So you may go ahead and open up the door.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, I forgot. I have to click it.
Oh, you gotta click it.
Click.
Holding cells. These holding cells were once used for prisoners. Sometimes informants of slave trade were kept here so that the information could be taken from them. The sorry state of two prisoners shows their last moments. One of them looks to be a shriveled husk, while the other appears to be mostly bones with tendons and in internal organs still attached to its frame.
Oh, no.
As you enter the room, they begin to stir.
As Grimshaw enters the room.
I am going to show you the picture of two of them, as they are both different creatures.
I think I know what these are.
So the first one that looks like a shriveled husk looks like this.
Oh.
The second one that looks like skeleton, like a skeleton with some organs still attached to it, looks like this.
Oh. I know what that is.
What, the Resident Evil?
I guess we should.
It looks like it's right out of Resident Evil.
That's not good.
So Grimshaw sees this and is like, we should clean those up.
Benson slowly pushes Grimshaw forward and slides out of the room.
closes the door. This seems like a you problem.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, go clean him up, man. Ugh.
We will see how Grimshaw deals with that next week.
What? What a fucking episode.
Can't.
Oh my god.
I hate this necromancer.